Chapter 6. Conclusion. As a lawyer, Dr. Kane realizes how a criminal may be pardoned and released from prison without his heart or character being changed in the process. Although Christ has released us all from prison by his divine sacrifice, many selfishly enjoy the benefits of his release without letting their hearts be changed. In other words, they reject justification by faith. But as Wagoner says, the doors are open, we can walk out into liberty. Many sadly choose to remain in their spiritual prison even though the doors are open, clinging to a condemnation that they need not bear. By so doing, they reject the justification, the liberation, that has already been effected for them. The famous man on death row who rejected his governor's pardon, died for his crime. But that does not mean that the governor did not actually pardon him. We contend for the good news that declares our governor has indeed pardoned us. To believe that good news is the only way that repentant sinners can render true obedience to God's law. In other words, righteousness is by faith. Again, we thank Dr. Kane for his thoughtful analysis. May the dear Lord save us from unnecessary internecine theological strife, and bring us in the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. May we heed Ellen White's repeated counsel, to press together.